And good morning. It's a frosty little thing today. As take a good look outdoors here with our Green Guthrie Gardener program. Larry Glass is here with us, and boy, a little frosty. If it ain't frosty, it's been raining, huh?
Yeah, what's with the weather?
Well, it's the late
grass.
Autumn.
The Bermuda grass is still green.
It is late autumn in Oklahoma. That is what's going on.
That's what's going on, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a caller already?
No.
Oh, okay. I heard the phone ring.
Well, I did too, but they didn't hang around long enough for us to format.
Yeah, they're probably trying to sell an extended warranty on your car or something.
Yeah.
I get those and say, what kind of car do you have? I said, I got a 1957 Chevrolet. Click. It works every time. Anyway, golly, good time of year to plant trees, shrubs, and whatnot. Always adds a little compost to the soil, maybe.
There you go.
And in light of the rain we've had and all that, you might want to dig a bowl-shaped hole rather than a cylindrical hole.
Very good.
Especially if you're planting dogwoods and spruce and things like that that do not tolerate wet feet.
Ew.
So we've had a little difficulty with wet feet lately.
So you got to get boldly with it.
Yeah, tell that to my landscape installation schedule. Jeez.
Been crazy, huh?
It rained for a whole week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Well, anyway, just pushed me a little further behind.
Yeah. Well, now with this frost and hard ground, you know.
It's really, really close to December.
Yes.
So you might want to consider the last time to fertilize your fescue grass.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, it doesn't grow a whole lot in December, so we might want to give it its final feeding traditionally. But anyway, there's some really nice-looking fescue lawns out there. And so... But it's getting a little, you really don't want to emphasize a lot of growth on it because the new growth is somewhat tender and it's going to get cold. It'll get down into the lower 20s this week.
Yeah, a lot of that going on.
23 or something rather going on, yeah.
A lot of 22s there.
Yeah, and my I think my elephant ears were finally shriveled. They're still growing. I got cannibals still up. So anyway, so it's getting time for that to slow down now. You can still plant fescue sod.
You can.
And Bermuda sod and Zoysia sod. You can still plant that right now. Sure. However, when you do plant sod, while we're on the subject of grass, when you do plant sod in the wintertime or in the fall, you want to make sure that you water it real well while it's being planted and roll it into the ground so the root system is integrated into the soil.
Got to have that attachment.
You just can't lay it on the ground and go back to the couch. No. You
takes a little work.
Takes a little bit of work. So when you do get your sod in, you want to either buy or rent a roller of some kind. And then, of course, after Thanksgiving, probably just roll around on the ground.
Hey, there you go. Get the lumps out.
Yeah, right.
Both the you and your lawn.
You and the lawn, exactly. But anyway, so it's very important if you're installing sod this time of year to get the root system integrated into the soil. That means getting it really, really wet. And rolling it until the water comes out in front of the roller.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll survive. You can anticipate on Bermuda grass a 10% freeze loss on your Bermuda sod, but it'll come back quickly. We got a caller?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Hi, good morning and welcome. You're on the air with the Green Country Gardener.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a pistache tree. It's about 3 years old. It's still rather tender.
Yes.
It has holes in it, which are about 3 foot up from the ground.
Yes.
And they go horizontally all the way around the trunk. There's about 6 or 8 rows of holes, which I assume were the damage from a sapsucker.
Exactly.
So is that going to compromise the tree?
If it girdles the tree completely, yes, it will.
Does that mean that it could die?
Maybe not. If the holes aren't too close together, there's still enough connective tissue to go from the top to the root to the top. So,
okay.
They're pretty good about working themselves and healing up pretty quickly when that happens. You might want to perhaps either get a plastic tree wrap or a regular tree wrap, even a piece of weed mat or something.
How about a piece of screen wire to keep the sapsucker away?
Well, they can still get through that.
Oh, they can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So something that's not impermeable, but something that will still let it breathe. And so that should work to deter them, actually. And then they'll change their habits and go somewhere else.
Okay. As far as sealing up the holes, there's no reason to seal them up, I guess.
No, the tree has probably done that already, so.
Well, these are pretty fresh.
they haven't done it yet, so.
Okay.
The tree will do fine. They have good defense mechanisms against infection and all that, so it'll be all right. But you do want to try to deter that little critter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you. And if you want to get on board, you certainly can. It is 1-800-749-5936.
I don't know that there's really much of any appetizing flavored sap in a pistache tree anyway. Mm. They're probably scouting, actually, and trying to find something.
Pistache sap.
Huh. Well, with a little bit of ranch dressing, it's probably pretty good. Yeah.
Now you're getting places.
So, well, anyway, sod can be installed anytime like that, but yeah. Follow a few guidelines. I don't like to install fescue grass in the heat of the summer.
You don't?
We don't have to worry about it now. Mm. So it does very well if you install it right now this time of year. So
it's
no
a chance
there.
To, you know.
And same thing with Bermuda and Zoysia. Follow some simple guidelines. I wouldn't worry about fertilizing it in. We get quite a few calls from people wanting to do some sod work. Mm-hmm. They don't want their front yard to wash down the hill. Anyway, you might consider spring's on its way.
Okay.
Winter's not here yet. Yeah, right. But but it'll get here. You might consider getting a landscape plan done during the winter like this.
Ideal time, almost.
Yeah, exactly. You can see the structure of the trees and all this other stuff up in there. You can evaluate mm-hmm. what's going on with your existing plants and all that much easier this time of year. So call us up and we'll come out and give you some ideas for some landscaping. That's pretty easily done. Mm-hmm. Just call. You don't even have to be there.
No. I really like the way that you're able to do that. The folks can really get a good idea very quickly with all the equipment that you use.
They can, the changes are so easy. Once they get the base information mm-hmm. installed, the topography, the house, the driveway, the sidewalk, mm-hmm. the tree, existing trees, the property boundaries and all mm-hmm. that, once I get that, and some utilities, information too.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, once
can you dig it? No. There's a line there.
Well, we were doing a job last week, and everything was flagged. Well, there was a line that they forgot to flag.
Dope.
Of course, me, I was digging out the grass, and it's one of those cable lines. It was just barely below the grim, right through it.
Oh man!
Didn't cut it off though. But it did damage the line mm-hmm. inside there. He didn't lose. Well, there's nothing wrong with my internet. It must be a dead line. I said, we need to call them up anyway.
Yeah, you do.
Because not only did they not flag it, this could be your line. So we called AT&T.
Well,
we didn't know who it was. So we called AT&T.
Yeah.
And said, well, it ain't us. So anyway, so they got it fixed. So hopefully they'll take it. A little better care of that next time. Oh, anyway, we've got a caller?
Yeah, we do. Hi, welcome aboard. You're on with the Green Country Gardener. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening about grass.
Yes.
And I have a question. If I were to put out Bermuda seed like now,
yes.
would it grow in the summer?
It'll probably, between now and then, it'll probably get washed out or eaten up by the time it starts to come up in the middle of May. So Bermuda
all
seed,
of it?
Yeah, huh?
All of it?
Not all of it. You'll have some that won't get washed away. So, but typically, it's a warm season grass, and the seeds really will not sprout until the nighttime temperature is consistently above, say, 55 or so.
Okay. And what about fescue seed?
Fescue seed, yeah. This is not the time of year to establish seed. Really, it's too cold. And your fescue will come up a little bit, but it'll sort of die off when it gets really, really cold.
Ah.
Yeah.
So the Bermuda would stay dormant, but the fescue seed would actually
It'll grow, and during a warm
and
spell,
die.
And then it'll get frozen off, really. It's just not hardy enough to handle the cold weather. So the window for fescue seed is around St. Patrick's Day in the spring, and we have a long window in the fall. To the end of August, all the way through September, into the middle of October is the time for fescue seed.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right, appreciate it. Larry, we're going to have to take a little bit of a break right now, but we're going to come right back. We've got some more valuable information for you as we head into the cooler months, as they say. It is 8:18, and we will be right back after this three-minute timeout.
Hello, this is Tim from United Reynolds. If you got a weekend project coming up, you can pick this up on Friday. You got 3 days. Get your project done without being in any type of a hurry. Bring it back on Monday morning, one-day charge. It's a great deal at United Reynolds. It doesn't put a lot of pressure on you to get the job done. You can kind of do it at your own pace, especially being homeowners. You only pay the one-day rental. You can give us a call at United Reynolds, 918-333-9580.
Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is home to Bartlesville's largest selection of poinsettias in all sizes and colors. Now's the time to get fresh-cut greenery to decorate the outside of your home, and for inside, pick up a Christmas cactus or two. Green Thumb has just about everything for the hard-to-shop-for gardener. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses, home of Bartlesville's largest selection of houseplants, tropicals, and more. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sunday. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on the water road. Bartlesville Radio's Green Country Christmas is underway.
Shop the store with a green tree on the door. Receive a green numbered ticket just for asking, and get another ticket for every $10 you spend.
Listen for daily ticket numbers drawn for daily prices.
The grand prize drawing will be Tuesday, December 22nd.
You could win $5,000 cash from us, 2 round-trip Southwest airline tickets anywhere in the continental U.S. from Spears Travel.
Set of tires, detail and alignment from Dunge's Family of Autos.
$1,000 cash prize, $2,000 cash prize, and $1,000 cash prizes from Cherokee Casino Ramona. 5 2-hour basic cleaning packages valued at $180 each from A Heavenly Touch Cleaning.
Tickets available at
Wooden Buffalo, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Lawana Duncan Agency.
Shop any of these local businesses and start collecting those tickets.
Be in the green this year. Green Country Christmas from K1, KYFM, KREED, KPGM Radio.
Merry Christmas, everyone. My name is Spencer Smythe, and I'm the worship pastor at Spirit Church. And it's no secret that 2020 has been a bit of a strange year. Maybe for many of us, it's been a year of grief or of difficulty. But I want to personally invite you to our Christmas celebration at Spirit Church, where we celebrate the good news of the gospel, that Jesus has come, that we might have a life, that we might be set free. We hope you'll join us on December 13th at 9:30 or 11 o'clock in person or online at spirit.church/watch. Merry Christmas from all of us at Spirit Church, and God bless.
With Brew Pack, it's the November Black Friday sales event.
Get the 2021 Jeep Compass,
$299 a month.
2020 Ram 1500 Limited,
20% off MSRP.
$699 a month with the Brew Pack.
It's the Black Friday sales event in November at Bartlesville CDJ.
Or buy the Chrysler 2020 300 or a 2020 Jeep Cherokee for just $275 a month, or a 2020 Grand Jeep Cherokee.
Yours for just $499 a month at Bartlesville CDJ.
You pick it out, and we'll work it out.
You know, I missed October so much, Larry. And we're right between holidays. We're between Thanksgiving and Christmas, so I figure we get the old Blue Danube out going.
Papa. That's fun.
Green Country Gardener Program. It is 8:22. And you can get online with us here, too. I swear we're not touching the eggnog.
Okay.
Not touching it. We might be doubting it. We're not touching it, though. No, I'm kidding. Our phone line is open at 1-800-749-5936.
Okay, we were talking about the lawns.
Yes.
And you want to continue to mow your fescue as needed, about 2 to 2.5 inches. Water it if it needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore. We've had good rain, actually.
Yeah, we did.
Good job. You guys did real well. It ruined my schedule. Thank you. Don't worry about watering the Bermuda grass, and by all means, do not dethatch or scalp your Bermuda grass at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, tidy it up, get the mower going, and let it burn up all the gas in the carburetor, and then put some oil in the cylinder, put it to sleep for the winter. But
there you go.
So don't try to mow the grass too low. I guess it'll just die in the cold. So keep a little bit of thatch on that Bermuda grass right now. Save the dethatch for St. Patrick's Day or thereabouts.
Gotcha.
And then that should do okay. Remember to drain the mower and fuel tank, let it run dry, et cetera, et cetera. I go to a lot of people's houses, and they forget to take the hose off the faucet.
Oh, no.
It's going to get cold tonight. So make sure you go outside and make sure the hose is disconnected from the faucet. Because it will cause a problem. And you'll have to call a plumber if you don't know how to do that. I've had to, when we moved into the house we're in now, the other house, it was kind of self-draining. I never had to worry about it. Well, guess who left the hose on the faucet?
Oh, no.
I did it.
Oh, man.
Well, I tripped to the hardware store and bought a new faucet and just screwed it in. But still, it's an inconvenience.
Jeez.
It's one of those where the valve is set inside the wall there. And it was turned off. But as soon as you turned it on, there's water coming out. But the wife yelling at the window, "They're flooding the kitchen. You're flooding."
No,
What am I doing? I noticed the pressure's a little low. What's going on? And sure enough, it was all split in there. What a mess.
Gee, man. Anyway. You don't need that.
So just make, and some of these faucets are inside the wall, too. So.
Oh, that's even really.
If that happens, that messes up your sheetrock and all your wood floors go all to, to turn into compost. So you just want to make sure the hoses are disconnected. It's a very simple thing to do. And should do okay. These little insulated cup things, too, help a lot.
They do.
Little thingamajigs that attach to the faucet, and it covers it up. That helps a whole lot. If it gets really, really cold, it can save your bacon, too, when it comes to the cold. Okay. It's a good idea to wrap your young, thin bark trees, such as Japanese maples and dogwoods, to prevent winter damage from not only the sun, the scorch from the sun, or from animals like raccoons, squirrels, and whatnot. They discover, hey, there's some carbohydrate down below this bark. Mm. As soon as they find out about it, man, they tell their buddies, and your $300 Japanese maple turns into a hat rack. You want to make sure to, if you do have a lot of squirrels and animals around, you might want to protect that Japanese maple from those critters.
We
planted one at somebody's house. This is years ago in the backyard. Big, beautiful $400 Japanese maple. Absolutely gorgeous. I got a phone call the next day. Something ate it.
No.
Yes. Oh, no.
They
took all the bark off the tree. And I guess call your insurance man. I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, my.
So we sold them another one. I didn't charge them labor for the second one.
Felt pretty bad.
Yeah, but I felt bad about animals eating this tree. And then we put some tree wrap on it, no problems. So, anyway, that was 30 years ago.
Still remember it, huh?
Still remember, yeah. Also, it's a good idea to put dormant oil on your Manhattan euonymus or your variegated euonymus or something. They get scale really bad. Scale's been a real problem this last 2 years. It's the outbreak of scale has just increased exponentially. And it crosses different species, too. And the crepe myrtles are getting it really bad this year, too. So right now is a good time to put down some dormant oil on that before the temperatures fall consistently below 40 degrees. What this does is it kills the overwintering eggs and helps reduce the population of scale insects. However, with the advent of imidacloprid, we can do that in the summertime. As the trees are growing, to control from the scale from inside the plant. We have color?
Sure do.
All right.
Hi, welcome aboard. You're on the air with the Green Country Gardener.
Yes, I have got a huge pin oak tree in my yard, and I've got some little pin oaks that have dropped off and are growing there about 2 to 3 feet tall. And I was wanting to transplant those. They fell fairly close to this tree.
Yes.
And I was wanting to transplant those. Is this too late to do that?
Perfect time.
After
a hard freeze, you want to. That's why a lot of big trees are not available until after a really hard freeze, because it's not a good idea to dig up oak trees until the dead of winter.
Okay.
So it's approaching a good time for that right now. They're basically dormant at this point in time. You want to make sure you get as much of the root system as possible. And when you plant it, if the root ball does shatter, plant it in mud, and it'll make it.
Okay. So just I plant like two times the size of it, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. If it's as big around as a pencil, you want to probably go a foot across.
A foot across, okay. Yeah, that's about, one of them is pretty good size. It might be, 4 foot tall now.
Yeah.
But the others are under 2 to 3.
Right, to properly dig it, you scribe a line around it with your shovel, and you dig back away from it. Dig basically a trench around the tree. Make sure your shovel's good and sharp, because you're cutting some roots. And you want a good, sharp cut if you can. And then you dig a shallow trench around the tree, and then you make an inward cut in that trench, inward towards the middle, and it'll break free after a little bit. So the tree's going to lose. Go ahead.
Do I go ahead and water it after I get it transplanted?
You bet. Water it in real good.
Okay.
And you might put some mulch down so it doesn't dry out too much.
Okay. Okay, sounds good then. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
All righty, very good. And we've got more of your calls coming up right here. It's the Green Country Gardener Program. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back with more of your calls and, of course, some great information with Larry Glass, our expert right here on the Green Country Gardener Program. It is now 8:30. We'll be back after this 3-minute timeout.
Hello, this is Congressman Kevin Hearn. I'm proud to share with you that this past year we were able to help hundreds of veterans get the recognition they deserved or the care that they needed. I brought the Veterans History Project to Oklahoma for the first time. The Veterans History Project catalogs the personal stories of American veterans to be kept at the Library of Congress and stored for future generations. Through this project, I've helped share the stories of some truly incredible Oklahomans, including a local veteran who shared stories not only from his service, but that of his father as well. Capturing these memories means so much to the families of our veterans, but it's also a priceless gift to all Americans. My team has years of experience navigating through issues and claims with the VA, and we've helped hundreds of veterans over the last 2 years. If you or someone you know should be included in the Veterans History Project, needs help with Veterans Administration or any other federal agency, please visit hearn.house.gov or call 918-935-3222.
This ad is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Jesus said that in times of chaos, we should pray and not lose heart. So join me for our next interactive prayer time this Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. here on KWN 1400 and FM 93.3 or on Facebook Live or KWNTV.com. And remember, if you'd like, you can download the transcript and prayer outline by clicking the Pray for Our City button at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Let's pray together for the welfare of our cities.
Kick off your Christmas shopping with a trip to Peter's True Value in Dewey. Check out their Black Friday sale. Save over $20 on American Kennel Club Orthopedic Pet Bed. Your choice, $19.99. Buy one, get one on a gallon of Easy Care Ultra Premium or Ultra Care Platinum Paint at Peter's True Value. Exclusively at True Value. A DeWalt 12-volt combo kit for $119 includes 12-volt drill driver and LED flashlight, 45-piece screwdriver set, a 12-volt battery, charger, and sump bag. At Peter's True Value in Dewey.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, National Service Officers.
We've got an entire generation of men and women who have seen war. They're going to need voices.
Paralyzed Veterans of America represents them.
Changing lives, building futures. That's Paralyzed Veterans of America. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Win your family's Christmas tree or a beautiful poinsettia from K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 by playing Chop Chop. Your correct guess whether our pre-recorded lumberjack tree will stand or fall wins you a poinsettia courtesy of Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses or a Christmas tree from the Tuxedo Lions Club. Chop Chop, brought to you by La Fiesta, Tea, Spirits, Wine, and Beer, Luis Ortiz Law Office, Loftus Factory Outlet, Medical Lodges of Dewey, and McCoy Jewelers. Will it stand or fall? You make the call on AM 1400 FM 93.3. K1, the one you trust.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Green Country Gardener Program. It is now 8:33, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. That is a toll-free call to get in touch with our expert, Larry Glass, right here on the Green Country Gardener Program.
You bet. Hey, mistletoe.
Mistletoe!
Look out your window right there on that elm tree.
I see it. It's right there.
Mistletoe right there.
Now, I don't need my shotgun for that low-hanging one there, but the rest of them, yeah, got to get the old...
Use your shotgun in town, you get in trouble.
You will do that. You'll get some attention that you don't want.
That's an American elm tree, and they get a lot of mistletoe on them.
Yeah, they sure do.
It's the state flower.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, cool.
There you go.
So, that's present right now. So, if you want to get some mistletoe, come here to the radio station, Quapaw and Frank Phillips. There's an elm tree with a low-hanging branch of mistletoe.
It's not on our yard. It's on
somebody else's yard. You might want to knock on the door so you don't get...
And get a haircut with a hand while you're at it.
Right. So, anyway.
Grab some mistletoe on the way out.
So, anyway... it's, of course, time to plant new trees. Always want to dig a big old hole. Make sure that the tree is free of utilities, restrictions, and all that.
Ah.
Yeah, you don't want to do what we did last week and cut an unknown, unmarked utility line.
Ooh,
but anyway,
no.
And also keep in mind, depending on the species of tree, keep in mind the existing plumbing underground, too. Mm-hmm. For instance, that line from the house to the meter. Typically, builders like to put the faucet in front of the house.
They do.
And that sometimes, it doesn't always, but a lot of times it indicates where the water line comes into the house.
Okay.
So you draw a straight line between there and the meter, and whoops, I don't want to plant a tree there because it could cause some problems, especially if you have a PVC line. It can cause problems with that. If you have a copper line, you'll probably be all right, depending on the weight of the copper. Mm-hmm. Or PEX. PEX is indestructible, so... You plant a mulberry tree right on top of a PEX line, it won't hurt anything. So anyway, make sure the location is good also. And if you're planting a tree like a tree of the week, which is dogwood, put it in an area that's very well drained. And it can take a fair amount of sun, actually. And there are some in town that are in full sun that defy the odds as far as where they can be planted is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
The important factor on those is good soil down below, good poor soil. Not clay, but really good garden soil and good drainage. Mm-hmm. The dogwood tree, by all means, is not a prairie tree. And typically, we're kind of the prairie sort of state here.
So, yeah.
And they really don't like limestone very much.
No, they don't.
So, however, they're very adaptable trees. I have one in my backyard. When we moved into the house, it was 2 feet away from the house on the front, on the west side of the house. Hot blurring, and this poor thing said, "Move me, please." So one of the first things to do was relocate it to the east side of the house.
Ah, the relief-giving effects of the morning sun.
Yeah, where the house comes to a peak and it gets some good afternoon sun. Mm-hmm. And it has a slope right there. Well, it's just thrived. The thing's just that big. Mm. So, and it's doing quite well. The blooms real nicely. And between the house and the shed and the pergola, mm-hmm. the only drawback is you have to get on the roof of the house to see the flowers. They're all
you got that going for you.
So I have my annual pilgrimage to the roof of the house to see the flowers on the dogwood tree.
Flowers.
But anyway, right now it's exhibiting great fall color. The leaves are a bright red color at this point. And they, of course, are falling off, but nonetheless, it's doing
very
well.
Still pretty, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I've seen some people around the neighborhood, some person the two blocks up planted a dogwood tree in the full blaring sun. And I just wanted to knock on the door, water it.
Your dog needs water.
Your dogwood needs water. Water it, please. but they didn't get it from us. It's scrawny looking little old tree.
Wouldn't sell such a thing.
No, anyway. So dogwoods, they have a kind of specific area. And if you really want one, you can come by and we can talk about it and come up with an idea whether or not it'll really survive in that mm-hmm. area. And typically they'll grow about anywhere here, mm-hmm. as long as they have some shielding from the high winds. Mm-hmm. And an area that's well-drained, they should do okay. And a few feet away from the house, not mm-hmm. really right on the house. Keep in mind how big they get. They get 20 feet across.
There you go.
So, so they have excellent color in flowers in the spring. Mm-hmm. They're available in a white to a pink to almost a red color mm-hmm. in the flowers. And the flowers last for a fairly long period of time mm-hmm. in there, too. They also have attractive red fruit, which mm-hmm. the birds like. So it's pretty good trees. But I like them... to do very well in a sheltered situation. You want to keep them away from hackberry trees and silver maples. Mm-hmm. Just too much competition for root space on those two species of trees. Mulberry also. So you want to sort of keep them away from lowland trees like the red maple and the hackberries and the silver maples and so on, because they just simply can't compete for root space with those other trees. They're too aggressive. So I've got water oaks around mine. They get along really well.
Nice neighbors.
Yeah, so they do just fine. There's just some factors to consider. And,
sure.
And if you put those into consideration, you can have a dogwood tree.
There you go.
Pretty well. So anyway, that's the tree of the week. Dogwood, there are several variations in the dogwood. Color-wise, there's also the Korean dogwood, which is a little bit more tolerant of conditions than the Cornus florida, the one we think of as a dogwood tree.
Mm-hmm.
The flowers on them are almost viburnum-like, if you will.
Okay.
In other words, they're born on top of existing leaves. And they're available in different flower sizes and color configurations, too, just as the other dogwoods. But the flowers on these tend to last a little bit longer than the Cornus florida.
Mm-hmm.
They stay on the plant a little bit longer, and they're available in a pink and a red and a white. The Kalsa, there's one called Stellar, and then there's just all kinds of varieties of Korean dogwood. So you might consider that as an alternative perhaps, to the dogwood. The main reason is they're less susceptible to stem anthracnose than the Cornus florida is, and they can tolerate a broader spectrum of soil types. Put it that way.
Got it.
But they still don't grow in the heavy clay.
They can do everything but that.
Yeah. If you live in heavy clay, well, you might want to maybe make a garden. I had to do this in my backyard. Raised beds, if you will.
Okay.
I had to do it in my backyard because it's solid rock.
It is.
I moved in there. I was, what's this? It's a big rock in the far corner. And I started pulling the grass and it came up. And you can roll the grass. It was so, there's no soil. You can actually roll it up and there's just solid rock.
Wow.
So, okay, my fence is rotted out. So I had to build a new fence.
Mm-hmm.
It took an entire summer. Because, of course, me... I couldn't use a 4x4 post. I had to use a 6x6 post.
You know, there you go.
Yeah. Stop a truck. But
there'll be no parking in Larry's yard.
Yeah, I wore out
accidental or otherwise.
I wore out a rock bar. Actually, had to rent a jackhammer for a while to get them in there, and the post that the fence is on. You took 5 bags of cement.
Ooh.
Wow. After you got the rock all hacked out and everything else, I left a big hole in there. I just filled it up with cement. And, well, I tell you what, the gate still works.
Oh, it does. It ain't going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere, and it still works. So I had to build the raised beds if I wanted any kind of plants at all.
Sure.
You just simply couldn't dig a hole in the ground.
No, you couldn't. Nowhere to go.
Yeah, exactly. So that worked out pretty well, actually. It's kind of attractive, and I've got a screen from the neighbor's house and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's done very well. Anyway, that's kind of what dogwoods really like. They like well-drained soil.
And they like watching guys like Larry. You
know, yeah, really.
Bang rock around.
That leads us into Shrub of the Week, which is Iliagnus angustifolia, or the fragrant tea olive.
There you go.
This is a plant you put in a place where you need to give it a lot of room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some mid-level screening you might want to do, this plant will do very well for that. It can get away from you. And it turns into this huge bramble. But if you really need some, or if you don't mind pruning it frequently, it'd be a good one to have. It's disease resistant. It's drought tolerant. Mm-hmm. It has very fragrant flowers in the spring. It's a really good plant. But you really have to be on top of this one because it will get out of hand. And I like it for that reason because it's a member of the olive family. It's tough, and it does have some pretty flowers on it. It's very tolerant of wide variety conditions. It's mostly evergreen. If we have a cold spell, it could be kind of semi-evergreen. And there are some varieties, actually, that are very favorable to have in the landscape. There's a variegated one that's a dwarf variety, and that's really quite well here because it tolerates the wide variety of conditions, and as far as pests are concerned, doesn't have any.
There you go.
So it's a good one for screening, but give it lots of room. Prefers average soil and will tolerate poor soils. And the fragrance is really, it's a jasmine-like fragrance when it blooms.
Very nice.
So when they're in bloom, we put them by the side door of the green or the nursery when you come in, so you get a snoot full of that smell. Oh, what's that? That's an Iliagnus angustifolia. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So then I tell them about it.
Can I have some?
Keep it away from the house.
Yeah. Keep it away from the house.
Unless you want to trim it every day. I tell people, well, just take your electric shears, your pruning shears, and get you a post with a hook on it, hang them up right next to it. Because as soon as you come back in the house, you go outside, you'll have to prune it again. They grow that fast.
My goodness.
So it's a good tough plant. So that kind of leads us to what's going on with annuals. And this annual of the week is a poinsettia.
All righty. I tell you what, hang on to that thought, because we're going to have to take a little bit of a break. We will talk the holiday poinsettias and all poinsettias.
Exactly.
They're more than just one kind. I read up on that.
Oh.
Actually, you told me last year, and I remembered. It is 8:44. We'll be back after these words, after this 3-minute and 4-second timeout.
Nursery and Greenhouses is home to Bartlesville's largest selection of poinsettias in all sizes and colors. Now's the time to get fresh-cut greenery to decorate the outside of your home, and for inside, pick up a Christmas cactus or two. Green Thumb has just about everything for the hard-to-shop-for gardener. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses, home of Bartlesville's largest selection of houseplants, tropicals, and more. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sunday. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on the Water Road.
Mr. Clean Car Wash is open.
We are open for business, and we have a manager special, which is $20, which includes our platinum package with an extra coat of carnauba wax, a 48-hour rain guarantee. The microfiber towel comes with the free towel. Just come back. If you're not happy with your wash, come back within 48 hours. Enter the code on the 5-digit code on the bottom, and you'll get a free bronze wash.
With your safety in mind.
Wiping down the auto sentries after about every 2 or 3 people come by, wiping off all the vacuum handles with good bleach and water.
Mr. Clean.
When you're hungry, head to Egbert's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And for you breakfast lovers, they serve breakfast all day long. Egbert's has 5 locations in the area: Bartlesville, Claremore, Caney, Coffeyville, and Independence. Hungry? Stop in at Egbert's for dine-in, carry-out, and even order your meal online. Egbert's hours are Sunday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight. That's Egbert's Restaurant.
Employee pricing is on at Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville,
where they're cheaper in the Ville.
Bartlesville. Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville offers employee pricing on our entire Chevrolet lineup, including Silverado trucks, Equinox, Tahoe, Suburban, and Malibus. You pay what we pay, and not a cent more. That's up to 40% off our entire lot of Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs. 2020 Chevrolet Silverado 1500s are $15,000 off the MSRP. That's $15,000 off new Silverado trucks. 2020 Chevrolet Trax are discounted $10,000 off. That's 40% off the MSRP. And Patriot will price the Trax as low as $14,500. Get employee pricing on our entire Chevrolet lineup at Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville, where they're cheaper in the Ville. Bartlesville.
Patriot Chevrolet.
Bartlesville. Silverado STK 200 607. MSRP 60,546. Trax STK 200 607. MSRP 24,685 with approved credit.
Food is the subject on the dining guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey del Burrito Express, Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, and KFC, all in Bartlesville. CV's in Dewey and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The dining guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
Okay, it's alrighty. It's that time again for poinsettias as we continue with the Green Country Gardener Program. Your phone calls are welcome at 1-800-749-5936. Larry, there's more than just one kind, but everyone seems to be well acquainted with the ones we see right around Christmas.
Yeah, poinsettias are easy to care for, quote, houseplants, unquote. In their native country, which is Mexico, they can become leggy bushes reaching up to 10 feet tall. Mm. However, most people grow them as a seasonal flowering plant during the holidays, and although red poinsettias have traditionally been the favorite color. They're available in all kinds of colors and varieties. We have some variegated ones, different reds and whites on them too. And occasionally we get some unusual colors in too. So I just like the red ones myself.
Well, they're really nice.
Your favorite, the red one has been the favorite color forever. There are all kinds of whites, pinks, marbles, multicolored ones, et cetera, et cetera. We had one last year that was this bright fluorescent pink. Mm-hmm. Thing almost glowed in the dark. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, what you see on the poinsettia is actually a what we call a bract, which is a modified leaf.
Okay.
The flower itself is a real tiny little thing up close to the, typically they're yellow when they bloom. You can see the little stamens coming out of them if you look real close.
Mm-hmm.
When the flower is fully open. But anyway, you want to choose a plant at this point in time where the scythia, which is the flower,
yes,
are still green and unopened. It's very, very early in the holiday season yet, so you want to make sure you pick one out that when you look at the middle of the center of the bracts, if you will, or the flowers, those flower parts in there are not open at this point. They'll last longer that way.
So you got to get them at the right stage there.
Yeah, and you can care for your plant as follows. Keep it slightly moist and be sure it is well drained. They come foil wrapped a lot of times, and you want to cut the foil on the bottom so the water drains mm-hmm. through. And if you don't want to get your house wet, you might want to put it in a saucer.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend elevating it in a saucer with some real small gravel. So you come out of the nursery, we've got a big old pile of 3/8-inch gravel. You can grab a handful of that and put it in there. Yeah. And that'll keep it elevated above the bottom of the saucer.
All right.
So they don't like really wet situations. Mm-hmm. They're indigenous to areas that are traditionally somewhat dry between rains. So, and because of that, the root system is not adapted for the wetness. So mm-hmm. give it a medium to high light, a south or a west window. Avoid sudden temperature changes. Don't put it near the refrigerator.
No.
And don't put it near the heater. And don't put it near the doorway. So where can you put it?
Where are you going to put it? There you
Perhaps close to a west window somewhere where you can get some sunshine. It will last for a fairly long period of time without being in the full sun, without any damage to the plant. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't hurt to, say, put it on the coffee table for a while. And then maybe for a week, you might get two of them and switch them back and forth
mm-hmm.
so they can regenerate themselves in the sun. But anyway, keep it slightly moist. Make sure it's well-drained. Give it a medium to high light or south or west window. Avoid sudden temperature changes. And after that, you should do okay. Keep it away from the heater vent, too, because it gets hot and dry, and then mm-hmm. then there's none. And
it gets just very inconsistent.
They're just not adapted to that kind of a condition.
Yeah.
So they should do fine. And don't worry about the cat eating the plant. They're not toxic.
The cat or the plant?
Well, I don't know, the cat. Anyway, you'd have to eat a whole bushel basket of them to just get sick. I'm not saying they're edible, but then
but we get the idea.
They're a member of the Euphorbia family. Okay. Euphorbia pulcherrima is their genus and species. Mm-hmm. And the Euphorbia family is characterized by milky sap that comes out when you break the stem.
Mm-hmm.
So. But they're not toxic. So mm-hmm. anyway, you gotta have a poinsettia that's I've had it for a year now. How do we get it to bloom? Well, you don't put it in the closet for a month. No.
New?
No, because it'll turn to the it'll die. you shield it from any light other than that which is natural.
Okay.
So you put it maybe in a spare bedroom or something where it gets natural light in the mm-hmm. morning and the evening. Don't turn on the light at night. Don't check on your poinsettia at night. And if you go in the closet to get out the Christmas decorations, well, you've ruined it.
Yeah.
So in the daytime, you can go in and turn on the lights, but not at night.
No.
So put some tape over the light switch. And put a sign of the poinsettia is preparing for the bloom show.
There you go.
This has to start in October. So we're kind of disqualified at this point. If you started that in October, this should be in bloom, mm-hmm. starting to bloom right now anyway.
There you go.
So anyway, that's just kind of the deal with the poinsettias inside. They're native to Mexico. The Aztecs called the poinsettia Cuetleocitl. I guess that's how it came about. And Chile and Peru called the poinsettia the crown of the Andes. They are they're a perennial flowering shrub in their native habitat. They grow about 10 feet tall, so on and so on. They are not poisonous, so don't worry about that. So anyway, at the nursery, we also have one orchid plant left. Oh. We sold all of our orchids.
They were going pretty well.
Yeah, they did very well, yeah. And orchids are kind of easy to grow, too. They're very, very, very slow-growing plants. And because of that, it takes them a long time to regenerate a bloom because they have such a slow metabolism, per se. It takes a good year for them to build up enough strength to bloom again.
Well, so, you just got to be patient with it.
So maybe you might have two orchid plants. One, you buy one time of the year, and another one maybe 6 months later. So you at least have some blooms occasionally.
We're going to take this break, and we're going to be right back.
All right, very good.
After this 3-minute timeout.
In the early 1900s, the world was changing, and the United States was taking its place as the premier industrial and political power in the world. The newest frontier was not the Wild West as much as it was industry and technology. The world was changing around Bartlesville and in Osage County as well during this time. Frank Phillips and his brother L.E. were growing tired of the boom and bust of the oil business and were in the process of selling off their oil leases and making plans to expand their banking business and making Kansas City their headquarters. The Phillips brothers owned lease 185 in Osage County, and by the terms of the lease, if they didn't drill it, they lost it. Well, it wasn't Frank Phillips' nature to walk away from an investment with at least trying, so rather than lose it, they decided to drill for oil, and they drilled 6 dry holes on that lease, and then finally on their 7th try, they hit oil at around 100 barrels a day. Encouraged, they drilled one more just to the west, and on March 22, 1917, Frank Phillips stood on the drilling platform when the earth and all around him began to tremble. The well exploded with a gusher of over 1,000 barrels a day. It has been said that that well was the beginning of Phillips Petroleum Company and therefore the history and legacy of Frank Phillips. Thanks to that well, we still have Willow Rock to remember the West, the oil, and the history of Frank and Jane Phillips. Come visit the past and capture the magic of Willow Rock. Welcome home to Willow Rock.
The holidays are bustling with activity. Handle it all with Happy Honda Days. Shopping for that perfect present? The Honda Accord and Civic Sedan can get you there. Take on the season with financing as low as 0.9% APR on the 2020 Accord and as low as 1.9% APR on the 2020 Civic Sedan on select models from well-qualified buyers.
See dealer for financing details.
Melissa Wandel was 9 months pregnant with her first child when her husband Mark was killed in a car accident. His life insurance made a huge difference for Melissa and her daughter Madison.
I wasn't going to have to worry about going to work every day, leaving her in the hands of somebody else, struggling day by day to get by.
A message from the Nonprofit Life Foundation.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
All righty, it is now 8:57, and it's the Green Country Gardener Program with Larry Glass. I'm Tom Davis, and we talked about you had one orchid left at the shop. What else is going on out
We've
there?
We've got some spruce trees, some dwarf Alberta spruce, and people are wanting to use those for Christmas trees in the house.
Yeah.
Keep in mind they are not acclimated to the rather dry, wet, not dry, but warm, constant temperature inside the house. So you have a limited time inside the house in which you can have a Christmas tree, a live one.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind also. Leave it in the garage or let it. You leave it outside and put it in the garage for a little while to acclimate. Kind of an interim area, if you will. And then I bring it in the house. And you need to monitor the watering very carefully when it's in the house, too. Because they can get... Because the humidity is really low in people's houses.
This time of year, yeah, it is.
Because when the
yeah.
furnace runs, that air expands, and there's more space between. And
molecules,
and,
yeah.
And if you don't have a humidifier, the water is further apart, so the humidity is very low. So, golly, when air expands, it expands a lot.
It does.
And there's the water molecules are further apart than if it's cooler.
Mm-hmm. Then they condense.
So I know that firsthand. If you have a carbureted vehicle and when it's 42 degrees and humid,
yeah,
it ices up real bad.
Yeah, it does.
It does real bad. But as soon as it warms up, you know, about 45, 50, you're fine. But yeah. Because there's less density in the air. So that's why you really want to keep your house moist, and why you can't really have a lot of Christmas trees in the house.
Yeah.
Anyway, come by the nursery, check out what we got. We got all kinds of poinsettias, all kinds of pansies still.
Mm-hmm.
We're in good shape on flowers right now. We've got some stuff on sale, some trees and whatnot.
Yeah.
So come on by and say hello and check out the poinsettias and other things we have there. Beautiful lineup of house plants and stuff. And
can they ask you about getting an appointment for getting your landscaping?
Yeah, give us a come on by, set up a landscape appointment, and by all means, before you do any landscape work, keep that shovel sharp. We shall see you next week.
All righty, thank you, Larry, and you've been listening to the Green Country Gardener. And we've got news coming up next.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.